Okay, a government shutdown would be unlikely to affect the rollout of Obamacare. As the law currently stands, people will be able to enroll in state and federally run health exchanges starting October 1st. Even after that enrollment starts, though, the fight over the details of Obamacare will continue because the law also expands Medicaid, the health program largely focused on the poorest and most vulnerable.
Last year, the Supreme Court gave states the choice of whether or not to participate in an expansion of that program. About half decided against it. States, including Pennsylvania, are still working out agreements with the Obama administration, and that leaves the states working poor in limbo. NPR's Jeff Brady has the story.
We're in rural Lancaster County in a buzzing garden that belongs to substitute school teacher Susan Mole.
I have now been totally without insurance for 13 years.
Because of how little Mole and her husband earn, they may qualify for an expanded Medicaid program. The annual income limit for a couple is just over $21,400. At 60 years old, not having insurance is stressful enough, but there's more. Mole is HIV positive. She was diagnosed 21 years ago.
I never thought, though, that I would become a grandmother. We were told in early 1990s that, well, we just simply wouldn't live long.
Mole says she's never been sick and receives low-cost care and free HIV medication through government programs. But she says full health care coverage, checkups, eye exams, and dental visits, that would bring a level of security she hasn't known for a long time.
I'll be able to embrace that whole part of the system that I have been away from for 13 years, and I'm smiling. You can't see that on the radio.
Mole is among more than a half million Pennsylvanians waiting to learn if the state will expand its Medicaid program. Antoinette Krause with the Pennsylvania Health Access Network points out that even as neighboring states with Republican governors embraced Medicaid expansion, Governor Tom Corbett did not.
Pennsylvania has really been this kind of island of no. We've seen Governor Christie come out and support Medicaid expansion. We've seen Governor Kasich of Ohio support Medicaid expansion. So Pennsylvania has really just been stuck in the middle, not moving forward until this point.
Earlier this month, Governor Corbett proposed a Medicaid reform plan. It would tap into the billions of dollars in federal Medicaid expansion money available to states. But it also asks the federal government to approve significant changes in how the program is run. Corbett toured medical facilities last week to promote his plan.
I get a little nervous being around all these doctors, but I am healthy.
Part of Corbett's Medicaid overhaul is similar to proposals in Arkansas and Iowa. New enrollees would get coverage from private health insurance companies. But Corbett also wants new beneficiaries to look for work and pay a sliding scale premium up to $25 a month.
It's part of the request that I put together that was sent to the Department of Health and Human Services in Washington. And I think we've gotten their attention with this program.
A spokesman for HHS says the agency wants to work with Pennsylvania, but needs more details about how the plan would work. Insurance companies and the healthcare industry are pleased Governor Corbett wants to pursue Medicaid expansion money. Kurt Schroeder is with the Delaware Valley Healthcare Council.
The more people that walk through the doors of hospitals who are insured, the better off our hospitals are.
But there are questions about whether the Obama administration will approve the changes to Medicaid that Governor Corbett wants. Matt Salo heads the National Association of Medicaid Directors. He says requiring beneficiaries to look for a job may not be legal, but even if it is,
I think it's probably an uphill battle for Pennsylvania for the administration to approve this because they're not currently inclined to honestly, to put any kind of preconditions on health care coverage like this.
As policymakers work out the details, those who could benefit from a Medicaid expansion in Pennsylvania will have to wait. While some states begin signing up new beneficiaries in a few days, it could be months before the program is in place here. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.